This 99.1 PLR, June 3rd at the Beer Axe in East Haven. It's Alchemy Festival, or Alchemy Fest, the Alchemy Festival. Alchemy Festival,
Alchemy
very
Music
good.
Alchemy Music and Arts Festival.
Alchemy Music and Arts Festival is the nicest way to put it.
We'll put it out that way.
I love that. I've got Max, I've got Sky, I've got Joe. These are the guys who put this entire thing together. And first, just tell me what the festival is. Tell me what we're dealing with here.
So on a background of it, it was kind of all started with the idea of the whole entire state pretty much having so much talent that hasn't come together in one place and consolidating that all into one area, getting all the fan bases together, getting all the people together, getting the musicians to actually work with each other and be in a single spot and hopefully cultivate something bigger happening in the music scene, really, essentially.
So a music festival. It is a music festival that has...
An arts festival.
Right? You can't forget the nomenclature.
Yeah.
But it's a music festival that's going to feature bands from all over Connecticut, all of the different myriad scenes, whether it be Hartford, New Haven, Black Rock, Bridgeport, that whole thing. All right, so like lineup-wise, talk to me about who you guys looked at, who you guys considered. Was there like an obvious, well, these guys have to be on there? Was there a dark horse where you were thinking maybe they wouldn't be on there? Like, how did you guys pick the lineup?
So I kind of put this lineup together with the whole entire thought of it being, I picked bands that I've been watching for a long time, bands that have inspired me in many ways, musicians that have also done the same thing and helped myself just...
Probably played with most of them, huh?
Yeah, and they're all people that I've played with as well as Sky here and Joe as well.
Yeah.
And to kind of get them all, just on the same page there. But as far as picking the bands, it was really coming down to who did I see that was cultivating a massive crowd in different areas but didn't do it quite as well in a separate area. So, for example, a band like Residual Groove, who fills out a place in Black Rock that doesn't have the Hartford crowd because it just doesn't cross over and back and forth with the Hartford bands, such as Nikita and Tales of Joy and all of them, they're all going to be in one place and really have our crowds realize that this is all one collective scene and this is all the people, that there won't be a single moment where there's somebody lackluster.
Because we love our rivalries. We've got our New Haven scene, we've got the Black Rock scene, Hartford, out east, New London, things like that. But at the end of the day, it's such a collective, and that's the truth of this whole thing. Is like, that's why when they asked me to come on, I was like, that's what we do. This is our scene. Like, we've been doing it a long time.
Well, so let's get everybody introduced properly, right? All right. So we have Max, we have Sky, we have Joe. Max, tell me, a little bit about who you are, like just the quick version of who you are and how and what your role in this whole thing is.
My role in this was originally I put it together with the lineup and stuff, and down the road, my background comes from playing music. It comes from doing everything from production to a lot of management, really, and like booking, so on and so forth. And as it kind of steamrolled, I got my one of us is not here, who's part of the LLC, Austin Scott, who is he owns Hoax Brewing. And he's
so Alchemy Fest, and not to cut you off, but Alchemy, the Alchemy brand is now an LLC. Like this is the Alchemy Festival at the Beer X, is the inaugural thing, but we will see more, Alchemy sponsored productions.
Alchemy Productions LLC is the business. And our intention is this is the first annual summer festival locally, looking at New Haven for next year.
Yeah.
Early days, obviously, but.
Well, so, and it's Sky who's talking right now. So Sky, tell me how you got into this whole thing.
Mainly through performance. Grew up playing music, recording, going to shows, just
He's
a love
a beast.
For it. And then, well, thanks.
You are a beast, too.
He's a beast.
Thank you. And then, getting involved from the business side of things, growing up in that world and kind of blending them together and kind of realizing that it was just a natural fit to go into the production side of things. So also running a studio now and, helping to book shows a bit. But
right on.
Yeah.
And Joe, what about you, man?
So, I've been on the New Haven music scene for, 10 years or so. I came in hot. I was always, I was an athlete, and I needed something to like take up that time and energy once, your body starts to fail you after 100 years of doing sports, as we know.
The ripe old age of 20.
But just, I started going to see Fish and started getting into the music scene, and I saw this thing that was happening up there. It was like this level of nonverbal communication that was happening that's really kind of like next level human communication
between the musicians and up on stage,
and it was like there's something happening, I need to be a part of that. So I started playing a little bit myself, and one day I was out at a local show, and I saw a band called Canopy. It was about 2013, and I was blown away with what they were doing, and you know, went back and started talking to them. And that's one of the big things about the local scene is that people don't have an advocate for them. You know, like the bands, they're out there working every day doing their thing, but they don't always have, you know, sometimes people like to see that there's one person who gives a shit about your band, you know? And so we basically, I kind of linked up with them and I was like, I'll be that person, started getting involved. And then, you know, more bands over the years have asked me to, you know, work with them and, you know, show up to gigs with them. And, you know, collecting payments, such a hard thing sometimes for, you know, for people to do, especially if the night didn't turn out as it should and there was a guarantee.
There's venues that will not be named that are very guilty of this in Connecticut right now.
So being that guy to go out and just kind of kick the door down for some of these people. And these guys brought me on really to do what I do best, which is hospitality. We've thrown some events over the years where, you know, if the artists are happy, it you know, it sets the vibe for the whole thing. So I'm kind of brought in to do the hospitality thing and make sure that, you know, I'm the face they see when they get there, you know, and we know that they're taken care of, a good safe place to put their things, a little bit of that.
Because I'll tell you, I mean, like, you know, listen, like, I'm gonna be hosting this thing, and thank you guys for inviting me to do that. I'm very excited to do it. But it's a long day, all right? You know, it's 11 o'clock. I'm gonna be drinking beer. You know, I mean, there might.
Well, we've set some rules for the staff, but we'll see how that goes.
Might be exempt from the rules.
John is charming under all circumstances.
Yes, that's true. That's true. I reach a peak level though, and then it falls off after a certain amount of beer.
After beer number 12,
this is where the charm turns. Turns into just anger and debauchery. All right. So Max and Sky, you guys really spearheaded the booking of this. Joe, you're handling like the hospitality, you know, day to day stuff, or at least you'll be handling like the day of the show and all of that. Tell me about the show. What is this experience going to be like for somebody who has paid their ticket and they're here at Alchemy Fest? Tell me what it's all about.
So the place itself, we are featuring an inside and outside stage, and the whole wraparound is essentially, it's kind of like a moon shape, and the entrance to the tap room and the inside stage pretty much wrap in, so the garage doors come out, and once you come outside, there's going to be a massive tent surrounded by lots of vendors from all over the state, ones that have been relatively handpicked for being talented, just like the art community that we're hiring.
Yep.
We're going to have some live painters. We're going to have a bunch of stuff like that. It features, what did you say, 25 different beers?
See, John, that's the arts part.
Right. Yeah, no. Yeah. You guys satisfied the music and arts requirement with that. Yeah. Well done.
We've checked all the boxes. That's good.
25 beers, including one special small batch Alchemy brew for just this day. It's like 31 gallons. Yeah.
Nice.
Only place you can get it. I'm sure it'll, you know, go quickly.
What kind of beer is
it? It's a hazy IPA.
Of course, nice. IPA, yeah. Of course it is. I mean, I say that as if I'm disappointed to hear it. I'm the most basic New England, like 30-some-year-old beer drinker
no,
there
in
is.
In this community, it's a 15%.
Yeah.
So it would be lit.
It's a 15%? No, oh, my God. I was going to say that's a barley wine.
It's actually wine. That's people aren't going to make it through the whole day.
Let's go. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the one I'm not going to drink.
Yeah,
that's the one I'm not going to drink.
So we're also featuring, to get people in a little earlier, we have some bands playing Hot Club of Black Rocks opening up the day at 11.
Yeah, that's going to be dope.
11:45, and they're one of the better acoustic acts, and we're doing a whole brunch hour. So we're going to have some food trucks hopefully flipping over to cater to essentially just a brunch hour to... There'll be tables pulled out. The inside won't be open quite yet. Yeah. And just to get things going, it'll be a good environment to get everything kicked
They're
off.
They're a great daytime show, too. They're
and
so
I
sick.
Think it's important to also mention the level of production that we have coming in for this is extraordinarily high. We have booked pretty much all of the light and sound guys that we have seen with an arsenal of equipment. And on top of it, people that we know are just as talented as the artists that are actually coming in there. So we have lights coming in that, We're actually trying to picture what the light show is going to look like at the moment because we have so many things coming in.
Agresta's got programming rendering coming at us in a couple of days. We'll have that on our social medias.
Yeah, he's going to, our light Some guys serious are going to make a design portfolio and we're going to post it. So you'll be able to get kind of a rundown of what it's going to look like. But from us looking at it ourselves, it looks like the whole production is going to be pretty bonkers over there.
Oh, that sounds awesome. So, all right. So you mentioned indoor stage. Now, this is a rain or shine deal, right?
It is a rain or shine deal. Yeah. So the outside stage
that's not me like asking for the listener. I had no fucking clue if this thing was going to have a rain date or not.
With the amount of bands that we have and short notice as well, you know, booking with the venue, it's So anyway, we took the route of getting a 50 by 60 tent. You know, it's a 3,000 square foot tent. So basically the entire dance floor and outside stage is going to be, you know, short of a hurricane, we're going to be good to go outside.
Oh, beautiful. I mean, you said it out loud. You
can't say
it out loud.
Yeah, we need
to. Come on, I got to knock on the wood now.
The vendors will also be kind of surrounding. If there was any rain coming down to it, we could literally just put them on the edges of the tent as well. So there's really only about, I don't know, there's like 50 to 100 feet of uncovered area, pretty much.
Right.
The rest of it is essentially, like Sky said, safe from everything except a hurricane.
Yeah, and as far as the production is concerned, we've had some meetings, and I was kind of blown away with the people that were gathered there. These are like the better to the best sound guys around, and just the killer team, and everybody's really pushing to make this work, because this is really, you know, it's a reflection of us and the things that we're doing. So we want to show that professionalism.
Community. Right. Yeah. It is essentially that every part of the Connecticut music scene represented here.
That's the thing that I love. You know, I mean, like I've worked on one of our sister stations here and doing local music that was largely based around Fairfield County, but I expanded that so rapidly to the rest of the state because you can't not. I mean, like, you know, I mean, you know, Fairfield County is. It's easy to mine a lot of material there. There's great artists there, but the whole scene in general is nuts. And we're weirdly disconnected in that way. Like being as small a state as we are, Hartford, I never go to Hartford. I never party up there.
Yeah, very rarely.
And it's just like, you know, and why? Like, why? Every time I go to like Arch Street or, I mean, God, it's been that long since I've been up there. I don't really
Infinity
know.
Hall is up there.
Infinity Hall, yeah.
Well,
exactly.
We were even saying like New London. It's like the scene that they're creating out at Strange Brew and stuff. It's like we don't get out there enough, and none of the bands do. And there's so some great stuff happening.
There's so much going on.
All corners.
So you mentioned Hot Club of Black Rock, which, by the way, I mean, if anybody's listening is into like, you know, like some old Django Reinhardt stuff, like they are just the premier incredible musicians. Yep. And it's a great way to start. Like, come early. Get there at 11 a.m. because I've seen those guys play so many times. But who else are you excited about? Talk to me about the lineup. Talk to me about bands.
I mean, really, to me, pretty much everyone there. We got some heavy-hitting things happening later in the day. Like, Sky and my band, Mad Cats, we have featuring Tim Palmieri from Kung Fu, Lotus, and Breakfast. And as well, we also have him booked to play an entire
set of
Mushroom Cloud that night. We have other people. I mean, a big piece of this, on a side note, comes from, you know, there's a lot of inspiration around us. We've been blessed enough to watch friends such as people in Goose, Eggy, Lit Special, all have chances to, you know, sell out crowds all over the country now, one of them being like the biggest band around in general.
Yeah, no, I mean, Goose is unstoppable now.
We've also witnessed, like, you know, they've all played Red Rocks this summer, like, come through. So seeing this, like, trajectory kind of be happening in front of us has kind of gotten, like, get all the upcoming bands and the ones who are established that haven't really broken through but are still just as mind-blowing, and then try to pull the people who are on the platform.
So I've had
get involved with it as well.
A pretty interesting perspective on this coming from, like, dealing with it on the management of a band side and also seeing the festival side of it. But one of the things that I liked is that they were encouraging sit-ins, you know, so artists at large, use them. Like, these are people we're celebrating, the bands, you know, it's all about the collaboration and stuff. So,
our artist at large, we're talking about, like, and, you know, like it's a guest sit-in. It's from someone who's not in one of those bands in particular, but they're going to be floating around and playing with a bunch of the band. And you guys have, I mean, let's just talk about that lineup, for example, because you mentioned some of the biggest bands in Connecticut with Goose and with Eggy and with Lotus and with, you know, well, Lotus with Connecticut members, but you know what I mean?
Yep.
So these guys are going to be there. They're just going to be floating around.
Yes. Yeah, so. And we have them. I've been sending out, essentially, I'm getting a checklist. So we're going to have our artists at large right now are Georgie and Greco from The Breakfast. We have Darian Cunning. We have Matt Camp, who's been playing around with Mad Cats and just so many artists. He's just an incredible multi-instrumentalist that's going to be with everyone. And then we have Jake Brownstein from Eggy, who's going to be participating as well. So we're going to try, we're really, really making a point to try to get every single set involving at least, you know, whether it's a song or five songs, like two of those artists, really. So, and on top of it, I mean, we haven't talked about the other side, which is bound to happen. Everyone on this bill has kind of, for the majority, musically knows each other. So, I mean, I would expect, you know,
a little bit
just
more
jumping
mingling,
on stage
yeah.
for a lot of other people.
Right.
Like, I think there'll be a big showcase of actually showing just people.
If I could add to that, too, I think it's more than likely that once it gains some steam, there's going to be people in the crowd that we don't have listed as featured artists that will be on stage.
Yes.
Yeah. You never know who's going to get up.
That's this whole thing, right?
You know, we're just kind of trying to foster that sort of environment where people are going to be excited. They're like, damn, I want to get up there.
Super sick.
And their talent.
And yeah, the intent is to leave a couple lines open, a couple mics out there in case that type of stuff does happen.
Yeah.
So. Pretty awesome.
Now, like, you know, in terms of diversity of musical styles and genres and stuff like that, I mean, everybody likes to make fun of jam bands, and Connecticut is certainly known for them. Like some of those big bands that have come out in the last couple of years, like Iggy, like Goose, like, you know, One Time Weekend's kind of on that thing.
Yeah.
You would certainly put them in a jam category, but you look at this lineup and
it's not.
It'd be easy to dismiss it as such, but it's really not.
There's really not a jam band on there other than, I mean, Canopy is a jam band.
Canopy.
But they're improvisational.
Mushroom Cloud, who are themselves Connecticut legends,
though,
but, you know, yeah, and have
I
been
think
around
they're
forever.
More scripted in their approach. Anyway, so to say, to answer your question and like double back a little bit, is that each of these individual bands would be, you'd be like remiss to not mention any single one of them, and they're all doing something a little different. You know, it's going to be 14 hours of different music straight.
Songwriting,
you know,
is a huge separating factor between these bands. I mean,
yeah,
it's become a little bit ironic in this state because it's kind of interesting when people say the jam scene. What we're seeing on our side is that half of these bands are like the last bands that actually, I mean, with the exception of like us who listen to a lot of this stuff, a lot of these bands won't even listen to half of the jam bands.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they're
true.
Really playing. We got everything from like, you know, soul, funk, reggae,
Party.
Yeah, there's a ska band there. Mm-hmm. We have Gypsy Jazz in the morning. We have an Afrobeat band. We have
Pangea,
techno. Yeah, we
got DJs.
Yeah, we got two DJs. We're getting house. There's house music.
Rock and roll, baby.
Thing that's really tying these bands together is it all comes from a similar music taste. I wouldn't say it comes from at all these bands. I mean, that was kind of part of putting the lineup together in general, realizing that I'm not looking for bands really all sounding like each other. I was looking for the bands in the state that really have been defining themselves.
Yeah, I got to see Nikita on Friday. I'd never seen them before.
Yeah. They're amazing.
Those guys are awesome, man.
It is wild. Because
I walked in. When I walked in, they were covering Fly As Me by Silk Sonic, which was possibly my favorite song off of that album, too.
Not a jam song.
That's a Bruno Mars, Anderson Paak song right there.
Well,
and you
say, like, you know, it's covers, but it's also a ton of original music, which is so awesome.
I'd say the whole bill is focused.
That's like one of the things that, you know, and I can speak for Canopy, of course, but it's like it's 90% original, you know. It's rock and roll, and then it's, you know, add a couple covers here and there, and most of these bands are that, which is super sick. Like, it is about that live, local, original blend, you know? It's a lot of good, a lot of incredible songwriting amongst this group.
On par with really anything that's happening nationally. I don't think that's going too far to say. A lot of the musicianship and songwriting
and we travel
is
for
on
music.
That level.
Last week I was at New Orleans for Jazz Fest, and there was a representation of Connecticut there really hard.
Like,
we saw Eggy couple nights, we saw La Special a couple nights, we had, you know, guys, you know, Ben was up there from Goose, and, you know, we had, you know, there was a good representation. When you talk to people, they know it's happening up here. Like, it's known in all markets that the Northeast is one to mess with right now, as far as
friends all around the country contacting me to ask. Like, I knew it started getting crazy in Connecticut when my friends in different states contacted me to ask personal details about their favorite bands.
Right.
I started realizing I can't tell them anything because it's going to hit the internet.
Right.
Yes. No. Well, yeah. Well, see, that's the problem. That's the problem, is they're all starting to get to a certain level where it's like, oh, wait a minute. I know stories about
that.
I know some stories.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Some things.
It's so true. But it is. It's so nice to be a part of it.
It's a blessing for
we stand on the shoulders of giants, you know.
Yeah, man.
I think that's really like the common thread between all of this, right? Is shining a light on that, and that it is like, you know, just such a solid foundation of artistry and community that, you know, is in people's backyard that they have no idea is right there, you know.
Yeah, that'd
like,
be the best part.
All too. Like, as far as like going around traveling to see music, as far as like way different bands that we've seen in different genres, different markets. I mean, what Sky said before to back it up is pretty true. I mean, it's the big point of this festival really is starting to realize that the people that aren't getting the right national like exposure right now that we know are on par with the people that we have looked up to practically our entire life, if not giving us just as much or more inspiration than some of them.
Right.
And this is coming from like relatively critical, music critical point of view. And like, these are people that truly have like inspired me.
As much as we love each other, we will be critical.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. Well, and you know, I mean, Max, I love the way you said, because it's generational. When I look at this lineup, it is very much generational. I mean, you have guys like, you know, like Jordan and Tim from The Breakfast. Yeah. I mean, they're young men. I don't want to age them right now, but like, you know, they come from that spot of like, you know,
Tim and Jordan, you there?
Like the late 90s. I know, like Tim's
here with us.
It's gonna be like that radio guy calling me old for fucking asshole. No, but like, you know, they were doing it in the late 90s, early 2000s with The Breakfast. You know what I mean? You know, then there's the people who
I mean, Darian,
are around.
Darian's been a legend for so long.
Darian's been around forever.
Like, he's what a treat to ever see him even play, let alone play with him. You know,
well, but then there's like, you know, then there's the like, the, you know, the people around. I mean, Sky, I think you're a fair amount younger than me, but like a Max, at least you, like you and I, like the mid 30s, like that whole crowd who's been around for a little bit. Or do you just have a young face?
We're the same age.
You're the same age? Shoot, man.
Listen. He looks younger than me.
I mean, listen, I look older
keep
than
me
all
out
of you.
Maybe not today. So
everybody's young to
you've
me.
You've been gray since you popped out the room.
I really have been, though. That's true. But then there's like, there's this newer, younger, like, you know, generation of bands that are starting to come up like Residual Groove,
for sure,
except for you, Garrett. I'm sorry, buddy.
Eggie used to be the young guy.
Went to college together, so I can make that joke.
No.
And then July and the Serotones, and like, you know, there's really not three generations, but certainly three eras of Connecticut
music.
Well,
we started like Eggie. Those guys were all like underage, you know, basically not supposed to be playing in the bars they were.
I played gigs with Eggie with my old band in 2013.
Yeah, they've been doing it a long time. Yeah. It's like now they're like getting older, and it's like, damn, we're all getting older.
Right, exactly.
You too?
Yeah.
So tell me about the schedule. What's, you know, when does it start? How often do you hear new music, and when does it end?
So we're doing, if the first two shows, like I said before, we're doing the brunch thing.
Yeah.
So there's going to be two shows out in the tent, in which we're going to probably have tables throughout the tent that will be pulled back later for the crowd. And so that will go till, 1
so,
o'clock?
So about? Gates are at 11. First music's at 11:30. So it'll be two 45-minute sets to start the day.
Yeah, right. And then the inside opens up. And actually, they're both hour sets to start the day. But so then the inside opens up, and pretty much we're going with an approximate 10-15-minute overlap for most bands. So each band that's going to be playing, whether it's the inside stage or outside stage, is going to have a dedicated at least 45 minutes. That will be the only band playing right then.
Okay.
So that will be the setup time for the other band. But then we did a check for noise and everything to make sure that these stages can actually happen at the same time. And it will, to make it work with all of these incredible musicians, we have overlapped, I think, at most 15 minutes. So
Nice.
Well, pretty much every band on this lineup, Staggered, has a giant window where all eyes in this, relatively, like I said, it's a circle. So
and I love that
you're
they're
always
close
at the shows. Yeah.
You'd be in one show or the other within like a minute or two.
Walking
you know?
Distance. Yeah, you're talking about awesome. Maybe 100 yards, 150 yards from one stage to another.
And we want to get like delay fills, like speakers that are set up, so they'll be kind of more in that other area until the band starts. So whoever's playing when nobody else is on, you should be able to hear them relatively wherever you're going.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can be grooving out in the parking lot a little
until
bit.
Until the other band
with
starts,
your hula
then
hoop.
We'll cut the delay fills.
Yeah. I'll be there with my hula hoop, Joe.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All day.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, let's wrap it up with where people should go to find information and, you know, ticket prices, everything like that. Tell me where to find the info. Tell me how much it costs to get into this thing. Any specials you have coming up, anything like that. How do people get into this thing?
So it's $50. We are on Eventbrite. That's the main place to get pre-sale tickets. Yeah.
$50. Alchemy Festival just does that.
We're on Instagram, Facebook. Both of those will take you to the Eventbrite. You can also contact any of the bands for physical tickets.
Yep.
And it's going to be it's $50 now. It's $50 on the day. That gets you in all day.
Most of these bands are promoting heavy. And check out these bands individually. They've got, you know, they're all over the social media. It's a big part for the music scene is, you know, Facebook and Insta.
Right.
Twitter. And then, of course, band camps and stuff. So, you know.
On that note, I'm on the pages. I've been making a point to do days where I'm doing an artist spotlight for each one. So if anybody really wants to check out the specific artist, I have been doing one by one an entire day dedicated to each one of them, which has their bio, it has the links to their music, their Facebook, Instagram, you name it.
And the poster is
right
sweet
there. If you're curious to figure out who these bands are, you can find our Alchemy page and go right from there.
One thing also to mention about the ticket price, which I don't know if we've discussed before, but something that's really important to us in doing a community building event is giving back to the community. So part of our proceeds will go to the East Haven Music Department, Public School Music Department, and then another part of it will go to the Women and Family Life Center based in Guilford. So the town's been great. Yeah. Oh, the East Haven loves. Everybody's been really gracious. It's been relatively frictionless, and you know, knock on wood again.
They seem pumped about it.
A little bit of a thing. Get there early. Parking is going to be interesting, but East Haven's been real good about it, so there should be plenty. But it's just, you know,
the sooner you get there, the less you have to walk. But it's no more than probably a quarter mile for the farthest car. It's going to be relatively accessible.
I love that, man.
Bring your dancing shoes.
Absolutely.
And I guess hiking boots if you're the last one there.
Exactly.
Take an Uber.
All right. So listen, I mean, this has been a great celebration of community. This has been a great, you know, a coming together of different various Connecticut scenes. I'm going to go ahead and just be divisive right now and just take it around the room and just tell me, what is your favorite scene in the state of Connecticut right now? Your favorite music scene?
I think I can start, and I think it's clear. New Haven, baby, all day.
You got the hat on, too.
It's the jumping off point. It's the party palace. It's the, you know, the dance city. New Haven, baby.
Sky.
I would say I cut my teeth in New Haven, so it pains me to say I'm loving the Black Rock scene right now. Park City Music Hall.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with that one. But I also live in Black Rock, and I only walk about a block to go play music for half my living, so it's not too terrible.
That's fair. That's
what about you?
But there's a community. If for anybody here in this that hasn't been around that area, it's quite literally nonstop these days. If you're curious to check out music around Connecticut, it's happening nonstop in Black Rock, right across the street from each other at Park City and Roadrunner, Bryak, you name it.
It is for sure. And I should, of course, mention Hartford scene. Fantastic. The bands that are coming out of Hartford. That's where we get the musicians from. That's where they come from. They come from the Hart School. They either join West End Blend or they come somewhere else.
Or they come play with Mad Cats.
That's right. And it can't be understated, right? That's true. Like, you know, the New London, the Norwich scene over there, so often
overlooked. And then Northwest
Corner,
man. You got your little specials. That's where, you know, the Canopy guys came from. Mm-hmm. There's a lot happening up there. You know, that's that Mass, New York, and Connecticut trifecta area up there that's doing some great stuff, too. Yeah. So.
And, of course, that's all to say that anyone who's ever listened to me ever at all knows that I'm Black Rock Ride or Die, so I'm totally on your two teams with that one, too. But
thank you for mentioning Hartford, because I had to say it.
I mean, you got to throw these other scenes in there because it's great. Long story short, you're going to see every single facet of the Connecticut music scene represented at this thing, and it's only $50 for literally 11 to when? 2?
1 a.m.
Bar close.
Bar close. So 1:30. About
11 to bar close. I mean, for $50 for every single great act in CT, you can't beat it. Thank you guys.
Thanks to John. You're a big supporter of the scene, and
always.
And this is a big deal putting this out there and getting this into people's ears.
I'm
so
just excited to be a part of it.
I was gonna say, did we mention your emceeing?
I'm gonna be there all day. So you will see me in various states of dishevelment throughout the entire day. No, I'll be very professional until the price of the lights go out.
Yeah.
At 6 p.m., you're going to see my energy level jump a little bit, and then at 11 p.m., you're going to see me start to die slightly.
It's going
to
be
But that's
sick.
Okay. Doughy Joey is more charismatic than I am, so he can introduce himself.
We'll have Joey take your job if it goes awry.
That's exactly right. All right, Alchemy Fest, June 3rd at the Beer Axe in East Haven. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate you.
Spring into savings at your neighborhood BJ's. From April 25th to May 22nd, save $4 on select skincare products only at BJ's, like Neutrogena makeup remover wipes, Beach Defense sunscreen, and retinol regenerating cream, Lubriderm 24-hour non-greasy moisturizer, and Aveeno daily moisturizing lotion. Save April 25th to May 22nd with select skincare products at BJ's. Visit BJS.com for more information.